Mitchell Henderson is here, and we have a lot to talk about. You all know by now what's been going on in Ukraine, I'm sure. This is the best audience in talk radio. You have a pretty good baseline grasp of the fact that 16 different cities or targets were hit all around the country today. I must say, I wish it had been a bigger demonstration than what it was by way of Russian air power and destruction. I wish that he would come down much harder on that Zionist Bolshevik dictatorship, which is what it is. I mean, yeah, he made the point. We can get you anywhere, okay. But he should have just taken that foot of his and just stomped the shit out of them. Excuse me. This has got to stop. These are the Ukrainian people, the good Ukrainian people in the West of Donbass, have paid a horrific price for this. He has drafted and is drafting 40 to 50-year-old women, and they're just throwing them into the meat grinder. They don't care. They don't care about human life. This is not a good situation, and I just wish that Putin, and he's got a new general, put in charge of the whole thing. It's about time. They made some real bad mistakes earlier, tactically, militarily, as Mitch Henderson knows. All right, Mitchell, welcome back. Let's jump into it and see what you have. What do you want to start with? Your choice.
Good to be here. Actually, I have a lot of information to cover tonight. What I want to do is I want to clarify things for people so that they understand where Russia is, where we are, and what nuclear war with Russia means. And I want to say this tonight because it can happen any time. So the only person who knows is Putin. So I kind of want people to get some information and to understand what our government's not telling them that they should know so they can assess the situation. Okay?
Well said.
So... Yeah. Let me get started. The Antichrist woke Bolsheviks have motivated the majority of humanity to fear things that are...
Mitch, you have such brilliant information. Please slow down about one-third. Just make a conscious effort.
Okay.
Let's get... Each word has a meaning. Each word has a value, and you do a great job, but it goes so fast for people. I don't want them to miss your brilliant work.
Okay.
So go ahead. All right.
So the Antichrist woke Bolsheviks have motivated the majority of humanity to fear things that are not real and ignore actual threats to their lives. We hear constantly that we must save our planet. That climate change will make us go extinct. I say Antichrist because woke people believe they can save the planet. These smug and arrogant wokesters can never save the planet. Only God and nature can save the planet.
That's right.
The Green New Deal is a dogma of the Antichrist. The fact is that nature is very resilient and is capable of adjusting and adapting to insults to nature that humans make. Please remember that human beings are an integral part of nature, and we can depend on nature to take care of us, just as our own bodies have to compensate for our bad habits.
Right.
If you are a Christian, it is a merciful and forgiving God who will make straight the paths we have made crooked. If you are secular, it is nature healing itself. Woke Bolsheviks hate themselves and humanity enough to require the murder of 7.5 billion human beings in order to save the planet. The woke global homo elites make no secret that they intend the greatest genocide in history, yet people do not even believe it when they clearly say it is their plan. We go out and vote for these monsters. The climate change narrative is well accepted by most humans. We also saw how Americans gave up their constitutional rights because of the fear of the COVID epidemic. We saw how woke public health officials acted like Marxist Bolsheviks and closed churches and gun stores, as well as destroyed the small business class by closing their businesses under the pretext of a public health emergency. We gave up our freedom and our children's future for fear of the so-called pandemic that killed 1.7% of our population, but something very real that actually threatens to kill 90% of our population, nuclear war, is casually shrugged off. Last month, Russian officials made made a very clear threat to the United States that they would use nuclear weapons if Russia needed to save itself. Our government pulled out all stops to make you believe that Russia meant using nukes in Ukraine. We watched as Russia incorporated Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson provinces into Russia proper. Setbacks there now mean nuclear war. That is the new boundary of Russia as far as the Russians are concerned. Finally, Thursday, the old pedophile, Antichrist Biden said we were facing nuclear Armageddon, followed by the actual government trying to walk back his statements as usual. Saturday, Ned Price clarified Chairman Biden's remarks, commenting in another flagrant work of misdirection that we have no information about if and when Russia will use nukes in Ukraine. Nuclear war is a zero-sum game. There are no half measures or demonstrations. If they use nukes in Ukraine, Russia will attack us first. Okay? They don't want you to think that we're under threat because they don't want Americans out there protesting this government and demanding that they stop this escalation towards nuclear war. Everybody's life is at stake, but nobody's in the street protesting it.
Isn't that incredible? Even the Russians were out in the street the other day. They were yelling, nuke
but
Washington.
But the Americans saying a thing because we
can't
believe the
Hey, I haven't seen one placard. Not one placard,
no,
one hand, one.
No,
nobody. Nobody.
No. So for 28 years in the Army, I was the unit nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare non-commissioned officer and then later officer. I was formally trained at the Chemical Warfare School at Fort McClellan, Alabama in 1972 and had frequent refresher courses over the years. Unlike our government, I refused to have a lackadaisical attitude towards nuclear war. One of my first postings was with the Tactical Nuclear Rocket Artillery Unit in the Republic of Korea. I was the nuclear warfare staff specialist. We had a full activation of our nuclear weapons during the 1973 Yom Kippur War. Many are unaware of how close we came to nuclear war. Basically, Israeli Defense Forces attacked. If Israeli Defense Forces attacked Damascus, Syria, the Soviet Union was going to go to nuclear war. Keep in mind that this was not an existential threat to the Soviets, but yet they were going to go to war. This is the closest we have ever come to nuclear war is right now. We have never been closer. In 1973, the President of the United States could call the Soviet leader any time to defuse possible nuclear attack. Now there is no mechanism whatsoever to pull back from the brink. A woke, pedophile, antichrist, Marxist, Democrat leadership does not care about human beings. They only care about power. They even say all of the time that they utterly despise at least half of the population. Obama belittled the First and Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights by calling those who value guns and who value them guns and Bible cleaners. Hillary labeled half of Americans deplorable. Then on September 1st, the old pedophile Marxist Biden said that everybody who voted for Trump were enemies of the state. The woke pedophile Marxist Biden regime wants disobedient Republicans dead. That is half the population. Our government is, in fact, much like the Bolsheviks of 1917. The Bolshevik Red Guard murdered people who wore glasses as counter-revolutionaries. Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge did the same in 1975 in Cambodia. You and those who you love are next. You will be murdered not just for wearing glasses, which can be taken off, but because you are white. Okay, once the nuclear war starts...
Question,
yes,
sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Biden did speak. It wasn't on the red phone to try to defuse anything. He spoke to Zionist Bolshevik Zelensky today and promised him more advanced surface-to-air weaponry to try to protect Kiev better and more munitions. And I don't know if you saw the video at the top of the homepage. Did you see it? My homepage?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
That's
on the bridge.
Yeah, it's a PRSM missile, it looks like, the new one from Lockheed, that they can launch from the HIMARS. It can only take two at a time, not six, but I think that's where it came from. I really do. That was a missile.
I think so. Not only that, but Zelensky suggested that Biden launch a preemptive attack on Russia in that same phone call.
Yeah, so. this is, see, these people, they're hell-bent on a massive loss of life and catastrophic nuclear exchange. They're hell-bent on it. They're not going to stop.
Yes, they are. So once the nuclear war starts, humanity is faced with the most horrible time in all of human history. We now have 8 billion people on Earth. Small disruptions in the global economy can have disastrous effects on humanity. Our Bolshevik politicians are busy trying to exterminate us. They undermine our food supply in every way that they can, knowing that it will lead to human death through starvation. They know that there is not now any efficient technology to replace petroleum products for the energy it takes to keep 8 billion people alive. Yet they are determined to prevent us from getting the energy we need. The American war with Russia is in fact an energy war on American citizens. The woke Bolsheviks that control us do not care about humans. They want totalitarian political power under the pretext of saving the planet. The woke Bolsheviks clearly state that they represent all of the underprivileged and marginalized peoples, code for people of color, LGBT plus, and women. The Bolsheviks did the same, but on behalf of the peasants and workers of Russia. Keep in mind that the Bolsheviks murdered tens of millions of the very people they said they were liberating.
You got it.
The Bolshevik Revolution was the Great Reset 1.0. Okay, so this will explain a lot here. Russian psychological preparation of the battlefield. Vladimir Putin chose not to, does not have to justify nuclear war to us, only to the Russian people. They have warned that an existential threat to Russia is the reason for nuclear war. Right after Lavrov addressed the United Nations to warn of nuclear war, the Bolshevik Antichrist Biden approved another $12 billion in aid to Ukraine. Our woke Bolshevik leaders acted like Putin was bluffing. After all, they are just risking your life for their power. They are not risking their own lives. After listening to Russell Bentley, I called my journalist friend in Russia. I wanted to talk to her because she has contact with general officers of the Russian armed forces. I wanted some strategic perspectives that only they can give, okay? So they have their military traditions and we have ours. It was the Bolshevik Leon Trotsky who created the Red Army. Trotsky spoke of how people are motivated for war. Trotsky said, and I quote, although an insurrection can win on the offensive, it develops better the more it looks like self-defense. They explained to her that what Russia is doing is an insurrection against the woke world order. While the West is trying to crash their own economies and, by extension, the world economy, Russia is leading the charge against the evil designs of the cold, heartless, immoral, and decadent woke unipolar world order. The woke West means humanity harm. Someone has to stand up for humanity. Russia has taken on the job.
Well said.
Keep in mind, this is their point of view, okay? It's not my point of view. It's their point of view I'm reporting. Okay, regardless of what our press and the Antichrist lapdogs tell you, Russia genuinely believes they are the good guys. They will act accordingly. Okay, so to use such weapons, Putin must prepare his people for nuclear war. Russia needs its people, which is why they built enough nuclear attack shelters to accommodate 80% of their population. In the United States, we have barely spent any money on protecting our people from nuclear war. Russia has twice the land area of the USA, but only half the population. So Russia already has an advantage over the USA in that they are more dispersed than we are. Russia also has the initiative, so they can launch when it is daytime in the USA. Nuclear weapons can do more damage in the daytime because the thermal effects are stronger on clear days. It can start fires at least 25 miles from ground zero of a 20-megaton strike. We would be counterattacking when it is nighttime in Russia, minimizing damage to them. It was the United States that revoked the anti-ballistic missile treaty with Russia. But then we did not develop very effective anti-missile missiles. Russia did. But between the S-300s, 400s, and 500 systems, they can shoot down anything we can throw at them. They have hypersonic missiles, and we do not. We cannot shoot down more than half of their missiles, and they will be sending about 1,400 missiles our way in the first strike. The Russian people have been informed of all this. Americans have been fed a steady diet of misinformation in order to make us not think about how our politicians are leading us to our own demise before an election. Your life is not important. Their power is. Russians are prepared for nuclear war. Americans are not. So America had a different mindset than the Russians. In a 1987 book written by scientists at Oak Ridge National Laboratory, who created the nuclear weapons, described the American attitude as follows, and I'm going to quote exactly what they say, because this is our government in 1987 telling us this. One of those false beliefs is that nuclear war would be such a terrible catastrophe that it is an unthinkable impossibility. If this were true, there would be no logical reason to worry about a nuclear war or to make preparations to survive a nuclear attack. The second false belief is that if a nuclear war were to break out, it would be the end of mankind. If this were true, a rational person would not try to improve his chances of surviving the unsurvivable. Researchers who have spent much time and effort learning the facts about the effects of nuclear weapons now know that an all-out nuclear war would not be the end of mankind or of civilization. Even if our country remained unprepared and were to be subjected to an all-out nuclear attack, many millions of Americans would survive and could live through the difficult post-attack years. Unbeknownst to most Americans, our government lacks the defense capabilities that would enable the United States to stop being dependent on uniquely American strategic policy called Mutually Assured Destruction, MAD. MAD maintains that if both the United States and Russia do not or cannot adequately protect their people and essential industries, then neither will attack the other. An influential minority of Americans still believe that protecting our citizens and our vital industries would accelerate the arms race and increase the risk of war. No wonder that President Reagan's advocacy of the Strategic Defense Initiative, derisively called Star Wars, is subjected to impassioned opposition by those who believe that peace is threatened, even by the research to develop new weapons designed to destroy weapons launched against us or our allies. No wonder that even a small increase in funding for civil defense to save lives, if deterrence fails, arouses stronger opposition from MAD supporters than do much larger expenditures for weapons that kill people. Okay, so this is the mindset of the people in charge of America right now, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
MAD is the 1962 brainchild of the Zionist Herman Kahn. MAD is another woke Bolshevik dogma that most people were willing to accept. So the book continues. No nation other than the United States has advocated or adopted a strategy that purposely leaves its citizens unprotected hostages to its enemies. The rulers of Russia never have adopted a MAD strategy and continue to prepare Russians to fight and survive in all types of wars. Although almost all Russians have compulsory instruction to teach them about the effects of nuclear and other mass destruction weapons and what they can do to improve their chances of surviving, Russia has a large civil defense corps, evacuation plans, and nuclear shelters for most of the population. So remember what Dmitry Medvedev said, that they know they will incur a lot of damage in a nuclear war. To the Russians, a nuclear war is both doable and winnable. To a woke Bolshevik government, we threw in the towel on nuclear war way back during the Kennedy administration. From my 28 years' experience of government work, I can assure you that if the American government is handed a problem that they don't want to deal with, they will just deny the real problem exists so they can spend money on manufactured problems that enables them to virtue signal. Mutually assured destruction is a woke virtue signal. So I wanted people to understand where their government stands. And these are the people who are talking to them. These are the people who are misdirecting them and making them think that nuclear war is not a problem. That's why they wanted to shut the chairman up. So let me tell you now the Russian narrative of why nuclear war must happen. Back in 2008, a film crew went to Russia and asked Russians what they thought Americans did not understand. The unanimous response was history. Has the United States and the West ever invaded Russia and interfered in their internal affairs? Most people in the West would say no. That is untrue. After the Soviet Union signed the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk in 1918 and ended the war with the Central Powers of Germany, Austria, Hungary, and the Ottoman Empire, which is Turkey now, the Allies sent troops to invade Russia and support the White Armies fighting the Bolshevik Red Armies and the Islamist Green Army of the Caucasus Mountains. American troops landed in Vladivostok on the Pacific coast and Archangel on the Arctic coast to support the White Armies and to deprive the Bolsheviks of war material that they had landed previously. Turkish, British, French, Greek, and Italian troops invaded what is now Ukraine and South Russia. Czechoslovak troops trying to return home were promised safe passage by Lenin, but Trotsky ordered these soldiers disarm. Any Czechoslovak soldier not giving up his weapon was to be shot. These Czechoslovak legionaries had already seen the cruel and bloodthirsty Bolsheviks just murder peasants and farmers. They did not trust the Bolsheviks, so they revolted and attacked the Bolsheviks. They were better disciplined and resisted being disarmed. They captured all of Siberia and occupied it to 1921. American, Canadian, British, French, and Japanese troops also landed in Vladivostok and assisted the Czechoslovak Legion and the White Armies of Admiral Kolchak. British forces helped the Baltic states separate from Russia and Finland. Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania gained independence from Russia. Poland was then a part of Russia, and they also got their independence. The Bolsheviks tried to invade the new Polish state. It is ironic that they called the Bolsheviks the Antichrist forces at the time. This is 1920. So by 1920, the West had taken a large chunk of territory from Russia. By 1941, the Russians had taken all these lands back except Poland west of the Vistula, which went to Germany. Many Americans are unaware that Hitler and Stalin were allies in attacking Poland in World War II, but the West only declared war on Germany because they attacked Poland. The Bolsheviks got a pass. British Prime Minister David Lloyd George at the time wanted Russia broken up into 17 small nations. Okay, so when the old pedophile Biden said that he wanted Russia broken up into 17 small nations, what are the Russian people supposed to think? It is deja vu all over again. Yeah. Then in 1992, the woke Clinton administration decided to make Russia a puppet state. They did this by backing Yeltsin and gutting the Russian economy with the shock therapy under the tutelage of the Zionist Jeffrey Sachs shock therapy that impoverished most Russians and gave all the wealth of Russia to a handful of Zionist Russian Jews to loot the nation. Russian men got drunk. Russian women had to turn to prostitution. The way the United States tries to control nations is by destabilization operations. While Yeltsin was trying to get their nation back up and running, the USA supplied money, weapons, and Islamic fighters to Chechnya. Yes, American aid workers were beheaded by the terrorists that we had funded. Just as I previously talked about five American soldiers being shot down in a helicopter and executed with weapons and money that the CIA provided the FMLN communist guerrillas in El Salvador in 1987. That is not a rumor. I personally uncovered it and reported to the military attaché in Belize City. That report almost cost me my life. The military attaché was murdered by the CIA days later for not stopping me. He was a colonel. I was only a second lieutenant. Fortunately, I was given another very sensitive mission after that, and the CIA got off my back from necessity. Okay, not because they wanted to.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a little break. Hold on. Let that sit in and percolate. Back with Mitchell Henderson right after this. Hold on. Okay, and we are back. Talking to Mitchell Henderson about 1 minute to midnight. And then some. Go ahead, Mitch.
Okay, so what I'm trying to do is just discuss how the Russian point of view is, because we don't hear that. Okay. So in 1999, when Putin became prime minister, we funded and supported another war in Chechnya. This time, Putin defeated them. We kept trying to destabilize Putin's government. We paid Islamists to murder several hundred school children in the terrorist attack on Beslan. We paid for the hitmen that murdered those children. That was unforgivable. Would the U.S. government murder innocent children? Look no further than the U.S. Marshals murdering a little boy at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, and the FBI murdering 17 children in Waco, Texas in 1993.
How about all the children at Nagasaki and Hiroshima? Innocent.
Yes,
not involved in the war at all. Those weren't even military targets.
Nope. They want to do it to you. Then in 2014, the United States engineered a coup led by Victoria Nuland to overthrow the democratically elected pro-Russian president of the Ukraine so we could turn it into an enemy of Russia. We then discouraged Ukraine from negotiating with the Russian provinces of Ukraine as they had promised, according to the 2014 UN-backed Minsk Accords. Instead, your tax dollars went to constant attack on the Russian provinces and the murder of their people by woke Ukrainians. This is the very real narrative of the war, of this war, that the Russians believe. We do not know why Russia would do this. They would do it because they have always interfered with their internal affairs and are doing so now. How can they stop the West from interfering? Nuclear war. Russia has never attacked the United States of America or landed troops on our shores. Russia has never attacked the UK, Canada, Italy, or France. But we have all landed troops in Russia before to take their sovereign territory from them, just as we did to Serbia in 1999 by taking Kosovo from them against international law. This is why Russia always complains about America never following international laws. So you see, we have landed there. We're not a boogeyman of the imagination. We have done all this before. We have taken countries and territory away from Russia before. Okay, so it's real to them. It's not some hypothetical. The founder of the KGB, Felix Dzerzhinsky, never set foot in the United States. The founder of the CIA, William J. Donovan, commanded the 165th Infantry Regiment on Russian soil in 1919. In another coincidence, in 1919, the British claimed that British assistance to the White Armies in Russia was limited to providing equipment, weapons, and training advisors. The active involvement in the fighting of British pilots, gunners, and tank corps personnel was consistently denied. Of course, Russia knows that American military personnel are personally engaged in fighting in Ukraine. It is what the West has always done. It's our MO, our modus operandi. Okay, so our woke Bolshevik politicians never want us to know this history because they don't want us to think or have an opinion. They want us to obey so they can think for us. They want you dead so they can have their great replacement and their great reset.
Yep.
So let me discuss now how the nuclear war will unfold, okay? So Russia will use 100 megaton Poseidon nuclear torpedoes against our coasts. These will be launched first because we cannot detect them coming. We won't launch until we detect them launching. The nuclear, in other words, when we get hit with the first wave, we will have no warning, okay? The nuclear attack on our coast will be a surprise attack. We won't have any warning. Only Putin knows the day and hour. After the nuclear torpedoes detonate, Russia's will launch a few hundred megaton, very high altitude nuclear detonations to create a massive electromagnetic pulse to wipe out our communications in the first few minutes of the war. This will
We're
be
back.
Followed.
We are, Mitch. Hold on.
Yes.
That's the end of modern civilization in this country.
Oh yeah.
That puts us back in the 1800s, horse and buggy.
Yes.
Everything is fried. No, every car you see, airplanes will fall out of the sky. It's over. It's done.
Yeah.
That will do it. Go ahead.
Okay, so so this will be followed almost immediately with about 1,400 nuclear warheads to attack targets in the USA. This first strike is intended to destroy our retaliatory strikes or to minimize the numbers of them. They are prepared to take some counterstrikes. They do not think they will get away unscathed. They're prepared. We're not. It's our policy to not be prepared. It's their policy to be prepared.
We haven't spent money on civil defense since the 1950s, as far as I know.
That's exactly correct. Yep. Russian field commanders were not sure about who Russia would attack, telling me later telling you that after the launch, Russia would declare war on the USA, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. They thought NATO would be in disarray and they would not be subject to nuclear attack. However, the Russian General Staff sees it differently. All possible enemies must be struck at the same time. Half measures and caution will lead to defeat. This means any NATO nations that have nuclear weapons will be attacked. This means the Netherlands, Belgium, France, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Turkey. It is counterstrikes that they must minimize, since they will be at a disadvantage after the retaliatory strikes, if any. They will need to destroy the military and political capabilities of all their enemies. Russia has enough nukes to do that. Okay.
Well, Turkey's a big issue. We got to remember that. That's the third biggest army in the world, something like that.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Huge.
It's the second biggest army in NATO. Okay.
Uh-huh.
They have the foot soldiers for NATO. They are NATO's infantry, basically. So that's the way they view them. But I think Erdogan thinks differently, okay? I don't think he's going to want to be in this nuclear war. Okay, so let me describe what's going to happen. You will see a flash like a new sun way up in the sky over a city or a target. Never look at it. When you see this, you must take shelter out of the light. Initial radiation is released at this time. You have a second to do this. The light is 10 million degrees centigrade. It creates an overpressure of a million atmospheres. It will crush all below it. The light will give you a bad sunburn at 25 miles away, and the blast will break windows out of cars and houses 25 miles away from ground zero. This is a 20 megaton burst. In actuality, it won't be that big, but the light lasts for less than a second because the hot gases in the explosion expand super fast. This light will be followed by a very large explosion that strikes the ground. It will then develop into the characteristic mushroom cloud. The heat wave and blast waves will be extremely powerful. There will be secondary firestorms ignited. There will be a blast leaving ground zero, but there will be a blast wave returning also. Like in a hurricane, the blast will throw debris about that can kill you. Take the shelter that is most available to you, even if it is just a ditch. Time is of the essence. If the weapon is detonated near or under the surface, it will suck up the dust caused by the blast and irradiate it, causing fallout. Surface bursters will be used on hardened targets, like Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado or something. The Russians now have bunker bursting leaks that do not detonate until they penetrate the ground, which is good because it will create less fallout in the atmosphere. If it detonates high, it will do more damage but will not produce any appreciable fallout. Fallout is scary. Although most weapons will be air bursters that will not create fallout. If there is fallout, it will start falling after 1 hour as the dust from the cloud. You will need a radiation detecting device to know if there is any fallout. You cannot sense it otherwise. About 600 rads is fatal accumulated dose of fallout. At H plus 1 hour, say there is 5,000 rads. At H plus 7 hours, it will already be down to 500 rads. That's just 7 hours later. So every seven multiple of seven, it reduces by a factor of 10. So keep in mind that if you are exposed to that dose for 2 hours, you will have received 1,000 rads. At H plus 49 hours, it will be down to 50 rads. At H plus 14 days, it will be down to 5 rads. At this point, you can start leaving the shelter. Staying outside for 10 hours will accumulate 50 rads. It will take about at least 200 rads to give you radiation sickness. So after 2 weeks, it is still best to at least sleep and rest in the shelter to reduce accumulation of radiation. Okay, so 36 inches of packed dirt, that's a yard of packed dirt, or 12 inches of concrete will have 10 halving thicknesses of radiation shielding. This will reduce 5,000 rads to just 10 rads. Remember that in 7 hours, that will be 1 rad. In 2 days, it'll be down to 0.1 rad in the shelter. Remember that your body can recover from radiation damage. Your babies will not be deformed unless you are pregnant and get too much exposure. Pregnant women should always remain in the shelter. Most of the bombs will not be 20 megaton bombs. They will range about 550 kilotons, that for our purposes, you can survive a nuclear detonation if you are at least 25 miles from ground zero. People have survived in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. People right close to ground zero survived, okay, because they were well sheltered. The yield of the weapons does not tell you what it seems. For example, a 1 megaton bomb is 1,000 times stronger than a 1 kiloton bomb. But the damage caused by the 1 megaton bomb is not 1,000 times stronger. It is only 130 times stronger than the 1 kiloton warhead. A smaller warhead will accomplish all that is needed. That's why they have the MIRVs. These are multiple entry vehicles. And they're each one is independently targeted, and they're about 550 kilotons, which is still bad, okay, but not as bad as I always try to think in 20 megatons for a worst case scenario. Okay,
and my that's figures, a big bomb. The MIRVs, Multiple independently targeted reentry vehicles, each one 550 kilotons. That's what your guess?
Yes, each one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the fact is, there are people that were near ground zero at Nagasaki and survived because they were in an underground tunnel at the time. Okay. So then after the detonations, the nuclear war will only last an hour. The destruction will initially be within the blast zones. That vital infrastructure will be gone. You have entered a new world. The government has no organization to help you. All they have is political power structure. Power is all they care about. Right. Please remember that these are woke Bolsheviks who don't care about you. There will be rampant crime. Other people will rob, rape, and torture and murder you. The Bolshevik government already has their Red Guards in the Antifa and Black Lives Matter militias. Underprivileged and marginalized people will attack the homes of hardworking Americans that did prepare. There will be cities, there will still be cities, and they will go out to the rural areas and steal food from the prepared. Preppers will be number one with a bullet. They will not leave you enough. They will take it all and even take over your property to give to the underprivileged and marginalized people, which is code word for people of color, LGBT+, people, and women. Right. And this is already in the BLM manifesto. They're prepared for this, okay? The armed forces, National Guard, and law enforcement will be helping the underprivileged and marginalized people, which, of course, includes all the criminals and criminal gangs. The government will be on their side. Only you will be on your side. Not every person of color, LGBT person, or woman will be your enemy, but your life will depend on you recognizing your enemies. Yep. If you don't know them now, you will not have the time to know them after the blast. If overwhelmed, many will switch sides to save themselves. If you are a straight white male, a veteran, an ex-cop, a Republican, or you voted for Trump, you've already been declared an enemy of the state by the old pedophile Bolshevik Biden. You will receive no mercy. You will have been selected for execution on the spot without trial. Taking another human life is a horrible thing if you are a decent human being. But woke Bolsheviks and the running dogs, the military and law enforcement, are not decent human beings, and they mean you harm. If you want to live after the nuclear war, trust no one. If they promise you that they will let you live if you surrender, I assure you that history says they will murder you if you surrender. This is all through many wars all the time. It's just the way it works. And woke people and Bolsheviks, or woke Bolsheviks, are the worst for that. They slaughter everybody, okay? So yes. I just want to give people the information about how we think, how they think, and so you can have a realistic assessment of things, okay? Do not believe them. You know, they sit up there and act like, oh, there's not going to be a nuclear war. But they don't want you to think that. They don't want you to protest what they're doing, okay? They still think, well, Russia's not going to pull the trigger. They actually believe that. They're making that gamble, and they're betting your life to do it with, okay? I even saw a video of Jeffrey Sachs, the guy I was talking about previously that did the shock therapy to the Russian economy, and he was saying the same thing, that we need to negotiate with Russia.
Yep.
you need to negotiate with them. It's just common sense. I mean, let's talk, you know. So going forward into this, if there is a nuclear war, I want the audience to just remember a few aphorisms, okay? First, never quit no matter what. Always seize the initiative and maintain it. Never wait for the enemy to act. Always act first. You should always initiate everything and force your opponent to react. This is keeping them off balance. You never want to put yourself in the position where you have to react to others. If the situation is hopeless, always attack. Let me rephrase that. If the situation is hopeless, always attack. That is your only option. Okay? When you have to fight, make sure that you choose the place and time of battle. Never, never let others do that for you. Right. If you're going to fight, use massive force and violence of action. Never use half measures. Those attacking you will give no quarter, and neither should you. Okay? I wish millions of you make it through this thing, okay? And never let a woke Bolshevik run your country again. I might even suggest on November 4th, vote the woke Bolsheviks out of power because they want to kill you, okay? Not that that will necessarily stop anything, because Republicans may do the same thing too, but at least you have a little bit of impetus. I mean, Trump is even saying that he would talk to him. You know, he would defuse this war. You know,
sure.
But you never hear anybody in the Marxist Democrats. You never hear them say anything about negotiations or anything. They just keep piling it on Russia. Russia is going to bite us. We're backing them into a corner. We've got them on death ground. They're going to attack out viciously. They are going to bite us very hard. It is going to be painful. It's going to be the most painful thing you ever knew. And these woke Marxist Democrat Bolsheviks are going to do it to you. Okay? I want everybody to know who's responsible for the death of their loved ones and the people they care about. And this is going to happen, so keep that in mind, that you got to go out and vote for these people. Do not vote for them. You're voting for your own death and the death of all you love. Okay?
Right. So, keep it simple. Vote against any Democrat, any of them,
yes,
on the ballot. Just simply...
They're all the same.
Blanket
they're
vote.
All united.
They're all the same. That's the same. And that's not to say that the GOP is going to bring some great white horse and rescue us. It's not going to happen. But we don't want to give any votes to the communists. We want to let them know that Bolshevism is not welcome here, for whatever it's worth. Now, question. Did Russia,
yes,
and I don't think they did, but did Russia come down hard enough on Ukraine last night and this morning?
No, they did not. It's going back to what I said. The Russians have to believe that they are under siege, that they are engaging in self-defense. It can't be a light thing for them. They have to feel like they are threatened. Because right now, Putin's not even thinking about taking over the Ukraine. He's thinking about nuclear war on America. He's thinking about launching that attack.
You got it.
That's what he's thinking. He's not worried about
it. They're gaming
it
right now on their supercomputers. They're running it.
You bet.
Real-time simulations right now. So are we. Yeah. Sickening.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just...
No, I wish he had come down very, very hard. Much harder on them. Much harder. And what did Biden say? We're going to send you more, newer, updated SAMs, surface air missiles, air defense. More weapons.
You bet.
And
I
do believe that
every time escalates.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. This is not over.
And you know what? Putin wants him to push. He wants the Russians to see that America is not going to listen to anything. That we're not going to negotiate. That we are hell bent on destroying Russia. We even said we want to break them up into 17 different countries.
Well, you and I didn't, but those bastards in Washington did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. The Bolsheviks.
Bolton. Come on,
Washington,
that lunatic.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So, So that's where you got to understand Russia's point of view and what Russia wants to do. Okay.
I do.
So
I
they have
it.
To prepare their people. Yeah. They know that America is not preparing our people. They know because there's not a single American carrying a sign out in the street demanding a stop be put to this nuclear escalation. Not one single American is out there protesting.
Not one placard.
Not one.
No. Unbelievable.
They're going to be vaporized by a nuke, but they won't protest that.
Unbelievable. It just truly staggers the imagination.
It does, indeed.
All right. Excellent, Mitch. Excellent kind of a post-mortem there, almost, in a pre-formatted stage. You told it straight. That's it. I hope to see you next week, but I think the most important thing is we're not going to know. They're not going to give us any advance warning. It could happen tonight.
No,
could happen in a month.
Attack.
It will be.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right. All right. Okay, thanks, Mitch.
Well, let me say something about China real fast. Because China, the 16th of October is coming up. I talked to some intelligence people that know China very well. And they said that just like there's rumors of a coup there, they said the rumors that he might not be reelected may be false. And we can't really bank on that. So he may not launch before, he may launch after he's reelected because he doesn't want to mess up his reelection. So the invasion. Not only that, but now knowing that Putin may launch a nuclear attack, well, China will just wait for that and not have to deal with us.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. All right, my friend. Wow. I know you're ready as you can be, and I know some of you listening are, and I hope for the best. We will be back tomorrow night. Thanks, Mitch, very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, good night. Mitchell Henderson, and his program will be up in his columnist section a little later tonight. Terrific information. Pretty grim. Damn grim. Okay, thank you for being here. We'll talk to you in 21 hours.